go back. When she said go back, the crocodile pulled her arm. And that's how the accident actually happened.
Only a large crocodile would be capable of inflicting such a horrific injury. The village chief confirmed that attacks on both the villagers and their livestock were on the increase.
We have logging here. And they log the swampy areas. And this is where the crocodile actually live. And I think the crocodile's habitat have been destroyed or disturbed.
With displaced crocodiles now encroaching on villages, there appeared to be a growing conflict.
This is our school kitchen, and behind over there, that is the stream where usually the crocodile comes.
You think he's a danger?
Yes, we think that it is a great danger for the students and the community at large.
Thank you for your love.
Really hope that those crocodiles must be destroyed.
To learn more about these problem crocodiles, the team headed to the Solomon's capital, Honiara, headquarters for the International Peacekeeping Force, policing both the islanders and their crocodiles.
We've had some tragedies here where people have lost their life or been injured. Not nice at all, and that worries us, but I think we have a system to manage that, in as much that we've got this team of people that are skilled and well trained to go and destroy them. Not that we really want to do that, but when it's asked for, we will go and do it.
So the large crocodiles have good reason to be camera shy. Hunted down, only the wiliest crocs survive. It seemed that the team's best chance was away from people. The peacekeepers had recommended the wild and mostly uninhabited coast of Guadalcanal. On the tip-off of a large crocodile seen laying up on this lonely stretch of beach, Wade set up his camera hide one last time, and the long wait began.
It's almost dawn. It's been a long night. Absolutely nothing. All I've seen is a dog and some crabs. I can only figure that the crocodile knows I'm here. He's a big old smart bugger for sure. And if he's grown that big, it's obviously from being smart. And he's outsmarted me.
Yet it was at dawn, after a three-day vigil, that an impressive 3-meter crocodile finally appeared. In the end, Wade only managed to record a few minutes of footage of these camera-shy giants. But these images were proof of the existence of large saltwater crocodiles in the Solomons, the last living legends in the South Pacific.
And we return to the South Pacific next Tuesday at 8. Next tonight, a Siberian wilderness in the incredible human journey.